Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to be speaking about listening to your unconscious. Many times when I do demonstrations and lectures and talks, I talk about the fact that there are many times when we don't necessarily listen to our unconscious mind. For example, have you ever walked into a store and found that perfect something? You knew you just had to have it, but for some reason, you didn't buy it. And so the next day you go back to purchase it, and lo and behold, it's no longer there. It left with someone else buying it. Or how about that time when you heard in the back of your mind as you're talking to another person, you know, if I say this something, this person's going to get really angry with me. And what do? You go and say that exact thing to that person. And what happens? They get angry with you. I want you to understand that your unconscious mind is there to protect you. It is there to protect you from those things that can hurt you or act outside of your own interest. That is, when we are unconsciously conscious of that which our unconscious is conscious of. You see, your unconscious mind wants you to do what's right for you, but your conscious mind gets in the way by telling you all these other messages because it thinks it knows better. But I'm here to let you know that your conscious mind really has no idea what is best for you. It's working more often on an id level of what it wants and works really with a lot of manipulative actions on your behalf. You know, all those self-talking conversations you have with yourself into those rationalizations and reasons why you have to have that thing or why you need to go on that vacation that you really know you can't afford but you didn't do it anyway, or oh, there's so many things out there. That new gizmo computer or something or another's, or big, huge flat-screen TV to go numb your brain with. You know, all those kinds of things. I'd like you to live your life a bit more consciously, in the sense that you're aware of that voice in the back of your mind. This is particularly important if there's some sense that there's something might be going wrong in your life. Like, let's say you're in a relationship, and you notice those red flags. Maybe he's not returning your calls. Maybe he doesn't come by as often as he did. Maybe there's a lot of excuses being made. Or maybe he's telling lies about things that don't have to do with you, but in some sense they don't make any sense. And you start that feeling inside yourself. You know the one. And then your mind is telling you, something isn't quite right here. Your unconscious is much smarter than your conscious mind. And you need to heed its warnings. At the very least, check it out. Ask the questions and see how you respond to the answers. And if there's still those red flags going on, maybe you need to rethink this relationship. People lie about their relationships all the time to themselves and to the person with whom they're in the relationship and to those around them because, you know, you want to look good. Because, you know, people who are in relationship are, well, in a better place than people without. Except for when you're in a relationship that's very damaging to you, which is what we are trying to prevent in this instance. Let me give you another example I get a lot from my practice. I get people who come in with aches and pains, or maybe they have feelings of anxiety in situations that didn't used to create them. These are indicators that your body is telling you through your unconscious mind that there is something that needs to be addressed. Now, I don't know if it's a physical something, an emotional something, a mental something. However, there is something that needs to be addressed. And you best go about finding out what that thing is, because if you do not, things can spiral out of control very quickly. Pains become worse pains, and they can be pains all over your body. And for those people with anxiety, it can become agoraphobia. When we don't take the time to listen to what our body is telling us. If we're not getting enough sleep, there's something on our mind. We need to figure out what's going on there and get it cleared up. And you can do this just by putting yourself into a relaxed state. Throw on some very relaxing music. And just rest there and take a couple of deep breaths in, hold them, and release them. And just get relaxed. And if you want to do a formal induction for hypnosis, you can certainly imagine a staircase and walk down that staircase, giving yourself the suggestion to double your relaxation with each step you go down. And when you're at the bottom of the stairs, go ahead and ask your unconscious mind what it is that's going on with you and see if you get any answers. Or you can go to sleep, and right before you fall off to sleep, ask your unconscious mind to give you the answer to what is bothering you in the morning. And you may well be amazed to find that you'll get an answer, or at least a clue to help you to get closer to the answer. If you're willing to do these simple things, you're going to find that those problems you have start going away because you're listening to your body and your mind and the system that it's been created to give you the knowledge you need to figure out what's going on in your life. Now, if you have aches and pains, and there isn't any physiological reason that can be found, it most likely is emotional. I did a web blog recently that addressed different reasons for pain that you wouldn't ever think of on your own. So I suggest you go back and find that blog post at dawningvisions.com and read it, because it's pretty interesting and it will give you other ways of looking at what can create pain in our body, and emotional reasons is the first one listed. But there are other ones. So go take a gander at that list and see if you can't get that taken care of if this is a situation that you're dealing with currently. Now, the other area that I'd like you to think about in terms of your unconscious is your own happiness. Because you see, there are a lot of people in this world who live according to society's ideas of what brings happiness. The only problem is that the way that people live today isn't making them very happy at all. It's giving them a lot of responsibilities and time constraints that are taking them out of their own lives. So again, why don't you take out a piece of paper or a pad of paper or type it out on your computer, though it's better physiologically speaking in terms of your brain and body and emotions to actually write it out in longhand. What your dreams are, what you like for your life, what you'd like to create for this year. We do have a new year, you know. And just dream about it. What would it look like? What would it feel like? What would you be doing? What would your work be? Maybe something different than you're doing now? What kinds of activities will you be doing? With whom will you be doing them? How often? Write that stuff down. Because I can tell you that if you take the time to do this, you may find yourself in the most interesting of situations where you're finding that your dreams are actually coming true. When we work these things out, we take it seriously, amazing things come into our lives. This is exactly how I got my trip to Israel a few years ago. It is, I believe, a big reason why I ended up in Africa not once but twice to bring my work there. It is the reason that I received a lot of really great experiences in my life, because I just kept writing about it and dreaming about it and putting it out there in my future. And I never really knew the dates when any of this stuff would come to pass, but it did, including my longest term dream of moving out here to California. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time, and the means came in order to allow me to do it, in a way that I never would have thought of on my own. All I wanted was the money to do it, and the money was found. So go about your life by listening to your unconscious mind. You'll let go of a lot of crap you no longer need in your world while you bring in some really great gifts into your present and your future. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain, and it's a few minutes of writing every day anyway. It's good for the soul. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a weblog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.